Ezekiel 33, starting with verse 7. So you mortal, I have made a sign for the house of Israel. Whenever you hear a word from my mouth, you shall give them warning from me. If I say to the wicked, O wicked ones, you shall surely die, and you do not speak to warn the wicked to turn from their ways, the wicked shall die in their iniquity, but their blood I will require at your hand. But if you warn the wicked to turn from their ways, and do not turn from their ways, the wicked shall die in their iniquity, but you will have saved your life. Now, you mortal, says the house of Israel, thus you have said, our transgressions and our sins be upon us, and we waste away because of them. How then can we live? Say to them, I live, says the Lord God. I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked turn from their ways and live. Turn back from your evil ways, for why will you die, O house of Israel? Our Psalms for today is found in 119, starting with verse 33, and we will read responsively. Teach me, O Lord, the way of your statutes, and I shall keep it to the end. Give me understanding, and I shall keep your teaching. I shall keep it with all heart. Lead me in the path of your commandments, for that is my desire. Incline my heart to your decrees, and not to unjust gain. Turn my eyes from beholding falsehood. Give me life in your way. Fulfill your promise to your servant, which is for those who fear you. Turn away from the reproach that I dread, because your judgments are good.
Behold long for your commandments. By your righteousness and live in me.
Our second reading for today is found in Romans 13, starting with verse 8. Owe no one anything except to love one another. The love for the one who loves other has fulfilled the law, the commandments. You shall not commit adultery. You shall not murder. You shall not steal. You shall not covet. And any other commandment are summed up in this word. Love your neighbors as yourself. Love does no wrong to a neighbor. Therefore, love is the fulfilling of the law. Besides this, you know what time it is. How it is now the moment for you to wake from sleep. The salvation is nearer to us now than when we became believers. The night is far away. The day is near. Let us then lay aside the work of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us live honorably as in the day, not in revealing drunkenness, not in debauchery and lasciviousness, not in quarreling and jealousy. Instead, put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to gratify its desires. Thanks be to God.
Could I ask the children that are here to come on down front and join me? I don't want to be alone, so come on. I've got some friends, and I'm children of all ages. So if you're a youth or whatever, please come on down. I understand you guys sometimes sit down right there, wherever you're comfortable here. Just move on. Oh, my goodness. We got a great group. I heard you guys earlier downstairs. Wow. Were you ever singing? That was really great. I'm gonna get you to help this congregation sing a little bit too. Have you all been listening to the news a lot in the last few days? What's going on?
The Hurricane Irma.
Hurricane Irma, and before that, what happened?
Hurricane Harvey.
Hurricane Harvey. Yeah. You know, have you been worried about that?
Yeah.
Think about those people down there. And, you know, that the winds are coming and the rains are coming. And some of them I watched, you know, their houses were all the way up to the windowsills where the water was already over them. And there were little people and old people and everybody having a hard time. What can we do when that kind of thing happens? Anybody know what would be a good thing to do?
Pray.
Yeah, that's a great thing to do when that kind of thing goes on, right? We can pray for them. Sometimes, you know, have you ever had somebody who's lost something? I read a story recently about a boy named Milo who had, you know, he had a toy that had gotten broken and couldn't be fixed. And his friend, Ricky, wondered what he could do for Milo. And you know what he ended up doing? He went and just sat down beside Milo, and they both cried together. Sometimes all you can do is cry with the people who are hurting too, right? In the Bible today, we're going to hear these words. Love one another. Love one another. Owe nobody anything but this, that we love. And a part of love is expressing our care and concern. I was really happy this week when I saw our president go down to Texas where the people were hurting. You know, he can do a lot more when he's in Washington, D.C., but it was really important he went down there and just sat down with people to hear their pain and what they were going through. Sometimes the best that you can do for somebody is listen to them and to understand and to do exactly what you said, to pray then for them. So let us pray. Gracious God, we thank you for today. We thank you that you over us, every one of us. Be with those who are in peril and who are in need today. Help us to remember them and to weep with them and to pray with them. For this we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Will you wait a second here? How about we sing a song together? I heard you singing stairs, and I'd like these folks to hear you sing too. Okay? And I bet this is one that you know, I heard you singing. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. How about you stand up and turn towards those folks and sing, okay? Everybody. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Now maybe they would sing it with us too. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. Hey, you're really great. Thanks for coming up, everyone. Let us rise for the reading of the gospel. Alleluia, Lord and Savior. Holy Gospel is recorded in Matthew, the 18th chapter, beginning at the 15th verse. Jesus said to the disciples, "If another member of the church sins against you, go and point out the fault when the two of you are alone. If the member listens to you, you have regained that one. But if you are not listened to, take one or two others along with you, so that every word may be confirmed by the evidence of two or three witnesses. If the member refuses to listen to them, tell it to the church. And if the offender refuses to listen even to the church, let such a one be to you as a Gentile and a tax collector. Truly I tell you, whatever you bind on earth will be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth will be loosed in heaven. Again, truly I tell you, if two of you agree on earth about anything you ask, it will be done for you by my Father in heaven. For where two or three are gathered in my name, I am there among you." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Please be seated. Grace and peace to you from our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. As I travel to church these days, I go usually a particular route to my church where I worship on Sunday. It's a different field here being a retired person. I get to sit in the pew every now and then and get to hear preaching over the time. For over a year, I would cross the Auburn Street Bridge in Rockford and go west across Main Street. And then Main Street is one of those streets where Auburn and Main meet, where traffic really gets pretty congested. You know, the traffic going north and south and east and west. It gets all balled up. For a year, there were traffic lights there with arrows that told you to go this way at this time, this way at that time. And it was all regularized, but it's still, you came to a stop, and you waited whatever time it was for the lights to change before you go forward. But last year, in the name of renewal, they did something new in Rockford. They took out the lights, they took out the signs, and they put a statue right in the middle of the intersection, and then they put a road around that statue called a roundabout. A roundabout. Yeah, are these new traffic designs the answer for American cities? You know, they went back. Roundabouts are not new in Europe and in places like that. They had those for years. In fact, one of the largest ones is that Arc de Triomphe right in the middle of Paris, where literally six lanes of traffic go around about to get to where they're going. They've been used quite successfully, but the people of my community have not taken to the change quite so well. It's a new way of doing things. Nobody is happy with it, and there's been a lot of complaining and letters to the editor of the newspaper. You know, we bring back our streetlights. The difference is a major change. For us is that we have to think differently than we've thought before. It is about a new way of thinking. In the old way, the traffic flow was controlled by a light or a sign. You stopped on red and you went on green. And you turned on the arrow so that you knew which way you were going. But now, you proceed in a relationship to your fellow driver. You enter the intersection when there is a space, and you leave the intersection when it's at your right for you to get off. It's a new way of thinking, a new way of going through the traffic. It's a system based on relationship, not so much on rules. And rules we know. Stop when the red light is on. Go when the green light is on. Pretty simple rule, right? But in a roundabout, the rules aren't quite so exact. You only go when there is a space. And that can keep going around and around, and you could be there for a while. It's more like kindergarten. You remember the lessons you learned in kindergarten? But to take our turn and to look out for our neighbor. That's the rule. You take your turn and you look at your neighbor. It's not go and stop on the red and the green. Our scriptures for this week include stories and instruction for understanding a new way of engaging in relationships, in relationship to our family, to our neighbor, to our church, to the community at large, all of those, even to our relationship with God. The book of Ezekiel, which was rather strident in its words, is the story of Israelites' flight from Egypt and their time in the wilderness, where they learned to be dependent on their relationship with God, to follow God's word and listen for God's voice. It means they have to be in relationship with God, not just get a set of rules to go by. It's a different way of understanding what God was expecting and wanting of them. They are dependent upon God their very lives as they escape slavery and head for the promised land. The psalmist has a new song. It's kind of like this is the new way of doing things, a new song that they are singing. They are encouraged to worship in new ways. And in fact, in some of the psalms, it's with dancing. It's with timbrel. It's with lyre. That's like a guitar, by the way. You know, sometimes I think we wonder, do guitars belong in worship? Yeah, they're as much as, they sure didn't have organs back in those days. And that's nothing about the organist. I like the organist, by the way. But it's that way. When I came to my first parish, I was the youth director, and that was a while back, let me tell you. I got our kids together with the other kids from the other churches, and we decided to have a square dance. And we, on the parking lot of the church, we got an old country and western band to play, and we had a straw and everything out there. We're going to have an old-fashioned square dance. Well, I'm sitting in my office, and Ivor Hawkinson walks by. You can tell I was in a Swedish church, right? Ivor walks by, and he is shaking his head. I said, Ivor, what's wrong? And Ivor said, it's a sad day in the life of the church when the only thing our people have to do is dance. Oh, I didn't know that that was a problem. I wish I'd have known the verses from the psalmist that said, dance before the Lord. And David danced before the Lord. He even took off his shoes and danced. But that was the way it was. It's a sad day. Ivor was caught up in the rules in which in those days it was frowned upon to dance of any kind. I guess he hadn't read the Psalms. In the passage from Matthew's gospel speaks a lot about when there's problems within the church and how we deal with one another. Jesus had come down from the mountain after the transfiguration, a time of great change. It was a change in Jesus' thinking about what he was about and what he was doing, because he'd come face to face with God in the clouds, and it had literally gave a whole new radiance to him and what he was about. And he came down, and that it was now was not so concerned about going here and teaching this and going there and healing that. He was concerned about his face heading to Jerusalem, where he was not going to just talk about what things were to be. He was going to do something. And there he would go to a cross. In these verses, Jesus is talking to them about how to handle conflict. It's based on relationships and not so much on rules. In case you were wondering, conflict is not new in the church. We've been having conflicts in the church all the way from here in the very beginning, where Matthew has to address it in a letter, all the way through the times of of Constantine, which took the church to all of the world, to the time of the great splits of the church, the schisms of the Orthodox and the Catholic, and then in the Reformation of the 16th century of reformers who called forth change in the church, to these last years when we still have issues with one another in the church. Conflict is not new among God's people, but Jesus sets us on a course to handle conflict in a way that values all people. That values all people. Jesus sets a new way of getting through the intersection of our lives. That's the way I like to think about it. He's brought in a roundabout. Instead of rules, he has a roundabout. One based on an awareness of our neighbor, their needs, their concerns, their responsibilities. It's a system based not on rules, but on forgiveness and a willingness to listen to one another. To operate on rules alone means that I don't have to think about much. You know, when you got rules to go by, you don't have to think about it. You just do what the rule says and you're good. But I stop and I wait for the light and then I go. But at a roundabout, I must look to see where the other driver is. I have to look. I can't drive in. I have to look and see where the other driver is and adjust my speed and my direction so that I accommodate the direction and the speed that they are going as well. It's harder at first. Yeah, that's why there's so many letters to the editors in Rockford about it. It's harder until you become more practiced at it. But now, you know what? On my way to church, it's a much quicker trip because I don't have to wait at a stoplight. Because now I just come up. If there's no traffic there, I move around and go right on to my way to church. I don't get caught up in the traffic, and it moves along much smoother. This congregation is about to embark on a new journey. A new journey to find a new pastor who will come here. And that's why I'm here today. I'm going to be talking with your church council about those things and the process that's going to be followed and how we do that. The church has been doing this for a long time, so we have a lot of kind of understandings of how we go about that. And we're going to do that together. But we're going to do it in Jesus' way, not just by this is the set of rules that we go by. We're going to do it with this mindset of a roundabout. How do we get from here to there? What does my neighbor think? What do you think? And that's going to be a part of all that we do. The lesson today should not be lost on us. We need to work with one another. We need to listen and learn one another. We need to seek God's will and vision for this congregation in the days ahead. That's where we are going. Dear friends, there is so much that is challenging us in our world today. From hurricanes, as I talked with the children, to displays of hate and prejudice that we saw in Charlottesville and in places all across our country, and even in our homes. The world desperately needs you to understand the love that God has for you and for you to bear that same love and care for those around you. I know that there's a lot going on in this community and in the lives of the members of this church. Lives that need healing and songs that need to be sung, and yes, even dances to be done. Paul reminds us in Romans today that the key to our success is this. This was the message I had for the children. Owe no one anything except to love one another. Owe no one anything except love one another. Love your neighbor as yourself, Paul says. Love is the fulfillment of the law. Love puts relationship into action. Love makes it happen and become a reality. Dear friends, if we do these things, we'll get through this intersection. We'll find our way on for Christ Lutheran to be a thriving congregation, reaching out in love to its neighbors around and drawing and being that beacon of light that we sang about. This light of mine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine. And that light will draw all folks to ourselves. It is our way of making God's love shown in all the world. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in the knowledge and love of Christ Jesus. Amen. Let us rise for our creed. Being together in trust and hope, we confess our faith. I believe in God the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified and was buried. He descended to the dead. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven. He is seated at the right hand of the Father, and he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Rooted in Christ and rising to serve, let us pray for the church, the world, and all in need. Faithful God, we pray for the church. Lead always to proclaim its faith in you, who gives us the words of eternal life. Give your church the gifts of truth and righteousness. Hear us, O God. We pray for our fragile and beautiful planet. Renew our sense of wonder and our determination to care for your creation. Hear us, O God. We pray for the leaders of the world. Equip them to serve with justice and to dispel the forces of evil. Inspire the citizens of every country to love wisdom and mercy. Hear us, O God. We pray for the brokenhearted and those whose spirits are crushed. Wrap them in the warm embrace of your all-encompassing love. Restore them to wholeness, especially Mary Baser, Eric Thomason, and the grieving family and friends of Ed Tesmer, and any others known and unknown. Hear us, O God. We pray for this assembly as it prepares for education ministries. Bless those planning and preparing for Sunday school, confirmation, adult education, and intergenerational learning opportunities. Hear us, O God. We pray for those who are now in danger by flood and wind and by fire. We pray that you are with those in the western area of our country whose fires are spreading and who are here for their lives. We pray, O Lord, for those that have suffered under the hurricane in Texas and in Louisiana. We pray that you are with those that are now seeking to recover, open their homes, finding the brokenness, cleansing them so that they may be restored. We pray for those that even this moment feel the wind and the rain bearing down on them in South Florida. Watch over them, O Lord, and protect them. Especially we pray for those responders who are there to bring comfort and aid. Lord, in your hear us, O God. We give thanks for those in our midst celebrating birthdays and anniversaries this week. Kim Kaysens, Josh D. Wilter, Tyler Wolf, Chad Larson, and Jace Vinton. Hear us, O God. We give thanks for all who have gone before us. Give us wisdom to follow their example of faithful living and to stay true to the path of peace. Hear us, O God. We lift our prayers to you, O God, trusting in your promise to hear us through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. The peace of Christ be with you always.
And also with you.
And let us greet one another in God's peace today. Good morning. Good to meet you. God's peace be with you. I know you. that we may come to the help of all in need. Through Jesus Christ, our Redeemer and Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread. And when he had blessed it, he took it, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this for the remembrance of me." Again, after supper, he took the cup. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them to drink, saying, "Drink you all of it. It is a new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people, for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in remembrance of me." Lord Jesus taught us to pray, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen." Jesus said, "Whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty." Thanks be to God. Christ given for you. The body of 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 Christ given for you. Body of Christ given for you. The body of Christ given for you. The body of Christ given for you.
Amen.
The body of Christ given for you. 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 Given for you. Body of Christ given for you. Body of Christ given for you. Body of Christ given for you. receive the sign of the cross, the sign of God's love watching over you, the body of Christ given for you. 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 Body of Christ given for you. The body of Christ given for you. The body of Christ. Receive the sign of us, the sign of God's love watching over you. The body of Christ given for you. The body of Christ given for you. Thank you. The body of Christ given for you. The body of Christ given for you. Body of Christ given for you. Body of Christ given for you. The body of Christ given for you. Body of Christ given for you. Body of Christ given for you. The body of Christ given for you. Given for you. The body of Christ 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 given for you. For you. The body of Christ given 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 for you. 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 The body of Christ given for you. Body of Christ given for you. Body of Christ given for you.
This is the blood of Christ shed for you.
May the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen you and keep you in God's grace. Amen. Let us pray. Wise and generous God, we thank you that at this holy table You have fed us again with the food of everlasting life. Send us with your blessing to seek the good of our neighbor and call others to your feast through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen. Almighty God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, bless and preserve you now and forevermore. Amen.